Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to address a really interesting subject. What do you do when your boss only communicates via email, chat box, or text? Our question comes from a person who really likes her boss, but feels frustrated by the total lack of face-to-face interaction between the two of them. That's fine when you're in different cities, but the question is not.
Right. And I think that's so interesting and such an aspect of today, right? Mm-hmm. And I bet she's not alone. Mm-hmm. And actually, I'd like to remind our listeners that if you have a topic you want addressed, please send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co. We promise to respond.
Yes.
All right, let's go right to our question, Logan.
My boss is great, and she's a good teacher. The only thing I'm trying to figure out is how to have more verbal communication with her. There isn't anyone else on the team, so I don't have peers. She likes messaging me about assignments or giving me instructions by writing a small paragraph in email. I appreciate the detailed instructions. However, sometimes we go for days without speaking directly to each other. We even exchange greetings via chat box. This is particularly strange because we sit very near each other. I respect her working style. At the same time, I'd like to have conversations to learn more about the company, its goals, and future plans. But it just feels too weird to deliberately talk about them in the chat box. What should I do? I don't want to seem like a complainer, but I would like to know what actions I can take on my side to break through.
This is so a 2017 issue.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
this kind of thing didn't exist years ago.
Yeah.
I don't really know what the boss's problem is, but I think this person really has to just directly ask for an appointment, a one-on-one.
Absolutely.
Or ask her out to lunch, or ask her out for coffee.
Yeah.
Or, you know, can we step out of the office and just meet for half an hour?
Yeah.
I think you have to do that.
Yeah, I'm thinking that there may be some social anxiety in
there. There's definitely a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with you, Kathy. Certainly as the employee, there's nothing you're going to do to treat this individual's social anxiety. But you have every right and good reason to want to interact face-to-face. So what would you say? Could we have a meeting face-to-face?
Yes, there's a couple of things I'd like to catch up with you about, and is it possible that we can just go meet at the, you know, local coffee place for half an hour? See what happens. If the boss says that's out of the question.
Yeah, no need. We can just email about
it. You know, then we've got a really weird problem. But usually, you know, bosses will have a face-to-face with you. This just sounds really odd to me.
Yes. I think the challenge in this kind of thing is not to take it personally.
Well, there is a little piece of me that is thinking this boss doesn't want to talk to this person and that they're avoiding them. I don't know if this is a sign that there's a problem or this is just a sign that there's a problem that your boss has. I don't know which one it is.
Right.
And the questioner's not giving us too many details. But that thought did occur to me that any boss that doesn't meet with you and avoids meeting with you or avoids having a conversation with you, you know, rolling over and having a conversation with you, I find that suspicious. I just wonder if they do that to everyone.
Well, she says, my boss is great and she's a good teacher.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I'm trying to figure out is how to have more verbal communication with her.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm remembering years ago when we gave a workshop and there was a woman, it was an administrative assistant, and I remember this woman talking about her boss and the fact that when she would go in and meet with him, he would not look away from the screen. Do you remember this, Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
And that it was really hard to continue having a conversation when the boss just didn't want to have eye contact with her.
Yeah.
So this is not that, but it's similar just in the sense that it seems to me this is about the boss.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
You mentioned social anxiety earlier. I think potentially something
and
like
we
that.
Have, I mean, I guess I'm just referencing our clients and some of the people we consult. There are individuals that I could imagine doing something similar to this.
Well, I just wanted to throw that out as a possibility, just in case that was going on.
Absolutely.
I mean, how do you be a good teacher if you're just, I guess, answering questions?
Well,
I mean,
maybe you answer every question.
Maybe this boss will have a Skype with you across the room.
Yeah, right next to each other.
No, I think you just have to ask for a half an hour of their time, a one-on-one meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you then, you know, see how that goes. See if they're if they're not capable, then that's just, you're going to have to get over the fact that you need that from your boss and you may not be able to get that going forward.
Yeah, I was thinking you may even want to phrase it as, it would be very helpful for me if we could meet one-on-one in person for a short period of time. And because, you know, the boss, as you were saying, may say we don't need to do that, but you would have to make it a request that's on your behalf.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. The thing about technology, it really affords us the ability to ignore others.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All the time. And I think it's, if you're inclined to hide, then that's a really good, it works for you. To, you know, to hide. That's really what this boss is doing. I mean, clearly doing their job, but hiding from, you know, in connecting as a human beyond the work with somebody who works there. And so for any managers out there listening, people need the human connection. They do. Mm-hmm. This is why we go to the office. We could all just, you know, sit at home. We don't have in our robes. We don't have to come into the office. But if you're in an office and you're sitting near somebody, it's, I think it works against the human grain not actually connect.
Yes.
So they're hurting their relationship.
Yeah.
I think.
But actually, that's a really good point, too. And this is, I'm not diagnosing the boss, but for example.
Oh, go ahead.
If you had a boss, let's say, who had was on the spectrum of autism.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking that.
That individual will not ever feel the need to connect. Mm-hmm. That way, you know.
Right.
And so, again, I think it makes it, it behooves the employee, though that is a challenging thing, to say, this is what I would like for my development. This is how I, you know, I would like to meet with you. That would really benefit me in terms of understanding things further.
Right.
And it may be hard for the boss to understand, but you just have to request it as part of what you need.
Mm-hmm. So let's say the boss says, okay, begrudgingly, and then goes and has a cup of coffee with you, but then they can't do it. You know, they're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have to realize, okay, this is not the way my boss communicates.
Yeah. Right. Some people are better communicators through writing than through speech.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you could ask that even. You could say, look, there, I mean, she's saying, I have questions about the company. There are things I would love more information about, but I thought perhaps we would have a conversation about it. And if the boss says, well, that's not really how I work one way or another, then you could say, okay, well, if we were to have those conversations via chat box, should I just send you my questions? And then maybe you'll, that's what,
right.
You'll end up doing it that way.
Right.
Now, where were these people before we had all these tools? Like, what were they in the corner back room? Like, what kind of a job did they have?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, I think they were the ones who kept their doors in the days of offices, would have kept their doors shut or would have always had earphones on, you know, ear.
Well, that wasn't allowed.
Yeah.
Nobody did that. So I just find that really interesting that you can get away with it. Because I think it's a big mistake as a manager to think you can never have never make eye contact.
Well, but let's say if you had someone who was like this, who had a hard time making contact, you might have in other days, years ago, still met with the person, but it could have been extremely awkward and they may have always changed the appointment and, you know, other things would have thwarted the actual connection.
Right, right.
Right. I wonder how many other people have this problem. We'd love to hear from you if you have this problem, because I think it is becoming more and more of an issue.
Yeah.
Now, I know there are people that I've connected with via email or the telephone in a nice way, and then when I've met them, there was no connection.
Yeah.
So I know that there it is true that some people have do better electronically than in person. I don't want to put it all on the boss.
Yeah.
Because I do think that there may also be something that this employee is not doing correctly.
Well, one thing I was thinking is that, and we talk about this in working with you is killing me, that one way to look at this is what would be your version of managing up? And so even if things remained online, do you need to have an agenda? Do you need to set a regular time to meet, quote, meet, even if it's digitally, where you have your questions lined up and you address them and you talk about what your priorities are and you make sure that you feel like you're doing the necessary?
That's right. I think that in most cases, you do have to manage up. You don't just let your boss tell you, you know, you don't just roll with everything that they do or avoid, you also have to step up to the plate.
Right.
Right.
And say, this is what I need. Can we meet?
Yeah.
And you know, have an agenda. And you're the one who books that on an ongoing basis.
Well, that's what you bring to it as well, right?
Right.
You bring the structure so that if they feel awkward, they have a sort of plan to follow.
Right. But I think the fact that they're even asking, what do I do, tells me that they're not thinking that they can do anything. They're just assuming that they only follow the boss's lead.
Right. Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
exhausting for a boss also, to have to be the one to make sure they've got work, teaching them, doing their own work, and then they have to think about managing them.
Right.
Right.
Well, one thing I could say for sure is that the boss has no idea that this is uncomfortable for you, because it's comfortable for them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
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 Mm-hmm. So it's sort of back to when we talk about boundaries there, you can't see them and no one will know that someone's infringing on your boundaries if you don't say something about mm-hmm. it. So, and I think it's also very challenging when you are an employee and you don't want to seem disagreeable, right?
Right.
Or difficult.
Or a complainer.
Yeah.
Like this question asker
said. You don't want to be a complainer. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not complaining.
Well, no. You're clear about that, Kathy.
That's correct.
So call Kathy. She'll have a meeting.
Well, no, I think complaining would be, you know, meet me. When, you know, like whining and rather than saying, can we please meet? I mean, that's just a direct request.
Yeah, but I think you can get the feeling, and it's interesting, again, for employees who are very responsible, they tend to take on, say, 90% of the responsibility of any relationship. And so they may then feel like maybe there's something I'm doing. Maybe I seem like a complainer, even mm-hmm. if I'm just asking for what I need.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's important that you say this is not complaining and that this is part of you just clarifying what you need to be effective on your job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. So in the meantime, Instagram us.
So my crazy office, all one word.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. So we were just talking about the boss who hides behind, I guess, their computer.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. And doesn't meet. So I think there's many bad bosses out there when it comes to communication style. And this always reminds me, the opposite of this would be the boss that calls you into a meeting and then never lets you out.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and there are those that are really in your face and
right.
really want to talk to you for hours, or they,
right.
you know, you have to go to a social event with them in the evening and oh my God, it goes on and on and on
right,
and on
right,
and
right.
everybody
yep.
gets a little tipsy. So, you know, there's all different kinds. What's your favorite?
I think I most appreciate the circular talkers
oh,
myself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, those are fun.
No.
So you don't really know what they're talking about?
Yeah, nope. And they never stick to the point. That's what drives me crazy.
Mm.
Like you start talking about, let's say you start talking about marketing and you end up talking about artichokes. You're just not, or what they did for the weekend. And you, so then, and then you loop on back, and next thing it's someone else's drug problem. You just don't get to the heart of the matter.
Yeah. Yeah. I know people crazy. Like that. That's really hard to work with somebody like that.
Yeah. I end up having to usually say, okay, so you were, you know, I'll interrupt them. Circular talkers don't seem to notice that anyway. So I'll be like, so just a minute, you were saying before about the marketing plan, you have to interrupt them and go back to the original point.
Before the artichokes, the original conversation was.
Did you say the drug dealer was making those artichokes?
Yeah. As part of his marketing plan?
Exactly.
So I also have a hard one with the emotional communicator with, you know, they either cry or they laugh too long or, you know, their emotions are extreme.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, a boss that cries a lot, that's a problem it's a problem for me. Maybe it's not for you.
Have you ever had that kind of a boss?
No, but I've had clients that have that. And I've had clients like that. They're out of control. Their emotions are out of control.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to business owners.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
They're not exactly employable.
Yeah.
So they end up starting a business. I mean, these are really smart people, but it's also no one to monitor them. You know, as a business owner, you can pretty much be yourself. So I've seen that. I've seen, you know, I know other business owners that are pretty outrageous.
Yeah.
You know, behavior wise.
Well, I was thinking about communication styles, and you will know who I'm talking about, but we had a client, and it's a business owner who always says, as if agreeing with whatever the other person is saying. And it drove that person's staff nuts because they never really knew where their boss
stood. I don't know who you're talking about. Would you just mouth it? Oh, yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I always thought when she did that, when she went, when she did that, I always thought she's tuned out. Absolutely tuned out what I'm saying. And I see that in other people, too, when they do that to me. I'm like, are you listening? Sometimes they are. A lot of times they're not.
Yeah, a lot of times they're not.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, you can. The workplace is full of bad communicators. Mm-hmm. And then there's the over-communicators, right? The ones that feel...
Gosh.
Right? You know what I'm talking about?
I know the ones. The one that come to your desk and you're there for 2 hours and they're just chit-chatting it up.
Or they just, they have to over-communicate, make sure that you know everything.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so overshare?
Overshare.
The grimy details that you don't need to know?
Right.
Of work and home? Like personal?
You know, whatever. Either one.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked in on them sleeping together and...
You just know too much. That's a hard one, too.
Yeah.
I think, well, it's funny because we're talking about two extremes. One is they're not willing really to talk to you. And actually, I think that's more difficult in terms of...
Definitely.
Because I'm remembering another client of mine who had a very sullen boss. We were talking about this last week. Moody, sullen, you know, just always brow kind of furrowed and mouth downturned. And so she would ask a question and he'd bark something at her. And she would always feel like, God, this guy doesn't like me.
Gosh.
Yeah. And he has trouble with me. Well, it turns out at one point she finally said, is it okay here? Am I doing okay? And he said, you're my best employee.
Oh, no.
Wow.
So, but that's a style. You know,
I guess,
obviously someone who was generally angry and not in a good mood, period, who didn't like to interact, period. And so is it, the response to anyone was a little gruff.
Right.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, I've seen that too. And I know there's people that also yell, you know, which I don't really approve of, but they do.
There's a communication style.
Yeah, there is a communication style. So all right. So basically what we're saying is, you know, you don't know what you're going to get. Like there's usually, you know what I mean? There's something wrong.
It's a mixed bag out there.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have a client that just got a new CEO and everybody's sitting on the, you know, edge of their seat.
Like, right.
Because everything looks so good and, you know, what's the dark side?
Right.
And there is. There's always a dark side to everyone. I mean, if you're going to be good at one thing, then you're going to be weak at another thing. It's just
right.
The way it is.
Sure.
So when it comes to communication style, we need our bosses to communicate with us. So, you know, we've got all kinds of styles that we have have to adapt to.
Yeah.
And it's difficult in the interview process to be able to see what somebody's style is really like. I mean, you can get some ideas, but you don't always know.
Well, I wonder what this interview was like for the woman whose boss only speaks French. Was it all over the... Was it all digital?
HR took care of it?
And yeah.
She just showed up to a computer? And that would be interesting to know. I mean, to be in the same room, come on.
Yeah.
Let alone right near each other.
But that
happens
a lot.
I know it does.
At work.
I know.
And that's, I mean, look, and when we go in and we talk to departments that are war, let's say, most of the e-missiles that are being sent are that people are literally one cubicle over.
Yeah.
Right, Kathy?
Yes.
And that's remarkable.
It is pretty remarkable.
That you would get into a war with someone via email when you're sitting right next to them. So that every time you see them, you're thinking, flip you.
Yeah.
But yeah. Which, what, is like every 5 minutes, like every time you look up from your desk?
Yes. Yeah. And as we've always said, you know, people think they're going to work and we just see they're walking into a minefield.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what the office is, an emotional minefield.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here's just another example of a way to make it uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yes. So I, who love to wrap things up, would just say, you know, to appreciate there are so many different styles of communicating. You need to figure out, we each need to figure out what we require, right?
Right.
To understand the people we work with. A lot of times you have to forgive, I think, the communication styles of the individuals who you work with.
Yeah.
In some cases, they may be teaching you something.
Right.
But it's all about communication.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's it. Tweet us your stories and advice about working with people who only communicate through digital means.
Mm-hmm.
To Ask K2, follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.